Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And a good evening to you. Thank you very much for that introduction, Joel, and a happy, what the heck is it, Tuesday? Just kidding. Got baseball on the brain. We never know what day of the week it is over there. It is Tuesday here. It is opening night for the Penguins. I'm intrigued by it. We've got baseball on here. Hockey will be happening shortly. Enjoy it while you can, would be my message on the Penguins. I'm not sure how many nights we're going to have to really get excited about a hockey game. I wish it was the case that we could lock in and care about what's happening during those 60 minutes. I just don't think it's reality. There's a bunch of storylines sewn through this one. We will get to all of them. We're going to be hockey heavy here early on in the show. That one gets underway a little after 8 o'clock tonight at Madison Square Garden. And I am legitimately excited to see Dan Muse's team on the ice for the first time. Ben Kindle, Harrison Brunick, some teenagers in the lineup for the Penguins. There's a red alarm goalie issue that I'll get to shortly. Of course, the big story, or it might at least feel like the big story, Mike Sullivan coaching against his former team. I want to weigh in on some of that and sort of rewind the clock back a little bit to what the Penguins did with Mike Sullivan, the choice that Kyle Dubas made. Spoiler, I don't have any issue whatsoever with it at all. I'm not sure many of you do either. This year for the Penguins is all about how they comport themselves under Dan Muse, what they can learn about themselves, if they can surprise a little bit. Tonight is the first test. I don't expect them to be very good, but I hope they're interesting. Joel, how are you?
I'm good, Jason. I know it's weird that like this Penguin season, it's one that, you know, frankly, haven't been as excited about in other seasons, you know, even though it's a, I don't know, call it not a new regime, but like the Dan Muse era. But at the same time, when the expectations are not that high, it's less exciting.
Yeah. I mean, you can squint or look at certain things or convince yourself that this season matters. And I think to a degree it does. I think we're going to learn some things about the Penguins that are going to be impactful in the bigger picture. But I know the sentiment you're getting at, Joel. It's the same thing I feel. Like being on the beat, I was used to covering the team and anticipating things in a certain way where that game that night mattered, and we're just not there. We're just not there, and that's okay. I want to see young guys emerge. I want to see them giving opportunities to young guys. I want to see what Dan Muse can prove. I don't understand what they're doing in goal, Joel. I don't understand this at all. Sergei Mureshov, in my opinion, should be up here. And my colleague at the radio station and the newspaper, Joe Starkey, wrote as much, and I could not agree more with what Joe said. If the Penguins are giving opportunities to teenagers who have shown themselves to be capable during training camp, why are they not doing the same with the goaltender? That was especially confounding for me to see whenever we learned this morning that Artur Shelov will be starting tonight. It's one thing if it's Tristan Jarry. And believe me, I'm not excited about seeing Tristan Jarry play this season, but if you feel beholden to him, I guess. And what, you're going to keep Mureshov like out of the line of fire? What about the other guys? What about Ben Kindle? What about Harrison Brunick? Again, I have zero issue with those two guys being a part of the opening night lineup. They've earned it. But hasn't Sergei Mureshov? If this is all about building towards something in the future, which it is, about relying on young talent and giving guys opportunities, then give them across the board. It's also a very small gripe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There are many bigger fish to fry with the Penguins. I want to talk a little bit about some guys who are potentially going to use this season for good. Maybe transition their way out. Anthony Mantha is one of them. Justin Brazeau. I don't know if I feel terribly encouraged by that, but they're going to get a lot of opportunity to play with Evgeny Malkin. I can't ignore that. I just wonder how far out the Penguins are. And we have no way of knowing it right now. I hope it's soon. But not this year, if that makes sense. If you think about what's coming down the pike in the NHL draft, Gavin McKenna is not far away. You almost hope that this season goes horribly, horribly wrong. And they have the opportunity to draft Gavin McKenna. And then you can reposition yourselves very quickly for next year. Some of these youngsters that I don't think are going to be in the NHL for a lot this season. I'm talking about Kindle, Brunick. Like those 9-game tryouts are probably going to take effect. They'll send them back to junior, whatever. I don't think that's a bad thing. In many ways, I hope this year is an out-and-out disaster. Give yourself a chance at getting Gavin McKenna, and that's the storyline that the Penguins are made for, right? The organization built on star power, on crazy stuff happening, on offense. They should have Gavin McKenna. It's perfect symmetry with Sid. I've said that on this show before, but look at Lemieux in 84. Look at Crosby in 05. Just crazy. Absolutely crazy. Got a great show planned. Greg Wyshynski from ESPN, senior NHL writer. He'll be by at 7 o'clock or 7. I think I just tweeted out the wrong time for Wish. I might have to correct that. I think I told Wish 7:30. And Joel, I'm telling you 7:30 as well. I just realized I tweeted 7, and he said 7:30 is better for him. So ignore my tweet. Don't read everything you see on Twitter, or don't believe everything you see on Twitter. Greg Wyshynski from ESPN will join me at 7:30. Dan Zangrilli, Pirates pregame and postgame host. You hear him here on Odyssey quite a bit, and he's going to join me at 8 o'clock for a Pirates topic. I wrote a column at the Post-Gazette today about Andrew McCutchen, what the Pirates should do. And I didn't really levy an opinion. It wasn't a true column. It wasn't, this has to be this way. I think it's a fascinating discussion. And I was thinking, you know, I was in the show planning stages and thinking about somebody to have on to kick this around with. And Dan quote tweets me, and it was the absolute perfect, it spurred a discussion in a way. And for the next hour, Dan and I are going back and forth about stuff the Pirates should consider, how they should think about McCutchen. So love talking ball with Dan. We'll do that at 8 o'clock and bat around the Andrew McCutchen idea. Got to get some Steelers in there, especially because the Steelers are 3-1 with wide open fields ahead of them. I can't believe what I'm seeing in the NFL. Have to talk a little bit about that. Have to react to Mike Tomlin's comments on the South Side earlier today. I want to play a game with Joel later too. We're going to look at the AFC, Joel, and what teams are contenders, what teams are pretenders. And I don't know how I feel, personally, cards on the table. Like, if I look at the Ravens, are they good? Are they bad? I'm leaning more toward bad, but there's some other teams in the mix there I sort of want to suss out. Got some random stuff I've been thinking about. I'm going to bounce it off of Joel. I can bounce it off of you. One of that involves birthday parties. Yes, seriously, birthday parties. Something I think that's missing in our society today involving birthday parties. I'm going to get into that later in the show. It's the Fan Text Lines brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Jason Mackey here with you until 10:35 tonight. We're going to watch and react to the Penguins and the Rangers together. We're going to take our first break this hour, and when we get back, I want to talk a little bit about Mike Sullivan's legacy. I want to talk a little bit about storylines to watch this season with the Penguins, and also a gigantic bit of trade news involving the Penguins. Not a trade that happened, but a trade that could happen. It happened right here on our airwaves. I'm going to tell you about it when we come back here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.